Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen again with another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It's Friday, and today we want to talk about the climb and how you let go of yesterday. The reason for this is because too many of us who claim to be followers of Jesus tend to be bound up in our past. And as a result, we can't really fully live in our present, much less get focused on a better future. You see, before we can really start to climb and to move forward up the climb and to claim the divine destiny that comes with the Lord on the climb, you're going to first have to learn how to let your past fully go. Now, for some of us, that's a lot easier said than done. But all of us, to some degree, have issues from our past that have to be properly dealt with before we can really proceed to walk into the perfect plan of the divine for our lives. Some of us are so bound up with some of the things that have happened to us in our past that we literally can't get off the couch to start climbing again, much less ever fully climb to the summit and claim your divine destiny for the Lord. A lot of God's eagles have had their wings totally broken and decimated with some of the torpedo shots they've taken. A lot of folks are living on antidepressants and painkillers because they just can't handle the stress, the pain, and the heartache of this life. Stop. Listen. I get it. Been there. Done that. Totally understand it and not opposed to it. But before an eagle of God can really get up and start to fly, before a follower of Jesus can really get on the path and climb to the heights that God has in stores for us, that eagle has to break off any chains that might be holding them back. These chains are keeping some of us grounded. And for a lot of us that need to be on the climb with the divine, these chains are the things that are holding us to our past and not allowing us to climb to our future. Jesus has said that he came to set the captive free. And one of the main areas that we all have to be set free from in some shape, form, or fashion, including our wrong thinking, may have arisen out of some of the bad things that have occurred in our past. Bottom line, you have to learn how to fully let go of your past before you can start to proceed full steam ahead in your divine climb for the Lord. If you don't learn how to let your past fully go, you'll stay stuck and grounded right where you're at. And you'll never accomplish the climb. You'll never summit the mountain. You'll never experience everything that God has in store for you in this life. And that'll be an eternal regret that you'll carry with you. And you know what? From now until heaven, you'll deal with that. But here's the good news. The choice is yours. You can either choose to stay fully bound up in your past, continue to throw pity parties and blame everyone and everything for the misery, or you can choose to rise up and make a brand new, fresh start with the Lord, with the divine, by choosing to fully surrender your entire life into his hands, and then work with him to get your past fully cleaned up so that you can then start to fully climb and fully live in the present again, and then climb into this divine destiny that he's already planned out for your life. You know, one of the things I know about my own personal climb with the Lord is what happens after you initially enter into this full surrender with him. What God will do is he'll take you back in your memory lane, bring up a few remembrance of things that may have occurred in our past. And the reason he'll do this is so that we can learn from them. He will show us where he was at and where he was not at based on our choices. He'll show you good things you did and some bad things you did. Why? So that you can learn from those past mistakes, move forward and not have to gain ground again, not reclaim ground again, and not repeat them again. He will show you. He has been behind the scenes the entire time, and how he eventually ended up working out some of the bad things for his and your own good with the way some of these things ended up working out for your good, for his glory. He'll show you the extreme consequences of not fully following him in this life. I've felt them, and I bet you have too. And you know what? And some of the bad things that may have happened to us were a result of us just making our own decisions without consulting the divine first, not being aware of the dangers that were just around the corner that he knew about and could have kept us from. You see, when the divine does begin to do this kind of deep inner work within you, when the inside of you begins to change and be turned upside down, go with the divine on this. Let him show you the truth on a ton of different matters in our lives. in your past, but fully grasp your present so that you can fully climb to your future. And if you do, then this truth will start to work to help set you free, no matter how bad some of the things have been in your past. God can fully heal you and break off any past chain if you're willing to believe that He can do it for you. My friend, listen, God might take you back to the past for a reasonable length of time, but He's never going to leave you there. There's simply going to come a day and a time that you're going to have to let your past and all the hurts from that past go. And if you don't, you're going to remain stuck, grounded, and paralyzed in your walk, and your climb will never go anywhere. My friend, listen, the choice to learn how to let your past fully go so you can start fully climbing today in the present is an individual choice for every believer. For every follower of Jesus, not even God Himself will choose to override your free will in this area. God can, God will, but God wants you to have the knowledge from His Word that this is what He really wants from you, and you choose that climb, with all of it being for your benefit and His glory. Go enjoy the climb. I'll see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30, 11 o'clock, or of course, we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Enjoy the climb this weekend.